Now don't move. Will you please stand still?
Just a few weeks before she became Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher suffered a personal loss as a direct result of the Troubles. The INLA murdered her close friend and Northern Ireland spokesman, Airey Neave, as he drove out of a Westminster car park. 2 years after taking power, she faced a full-scale challenge from Republican prisoners inside the Mays jail. She refused their demand for political status, despite the deaths of 10 hunger strikers and ensuing mayhem outside the prison walls.
The men of violence have chosen in recent months to play what may well be their last card. They've turned their violence against themselves through the prison hunger strike to death.
3 years later, the IRA almost got its revenge when it tried to kill Mrs. Thatcher and her cabinet at the Grand Hotel in Brighton. The Prime Minister narrowly survived, but five people died, and the IRA gave a chilling warning that they only had to get lucky once. Despite that, Mrs. Thatcher remained defiant.
This government will not weaken. This nation will meet that challenge. Democracy will prevail.
She famously believed that Northern Ireland was as British as her own constituency of Finchley. But if unionists liked the sound of that, they couldn't understand her willingness to negotiate with the Irish government. The policy culminated in the Anglo-Irish Agreement of 1985. She stood by the deal despite a sustained unionist campaign of street protest, a reaction more hostile than she had imagined. In the late 1980s, the IRA killed eight soldiers travelling on their bus near Ballygawley. Mrs. Thatcher considered reintroducing internment without trial, but her ministers persuaded her the move would be counterproductive. Instead, they enforced a broadcasting ban, ensuring Gerry Adams' voice couldn't be heard on the radio or TV.
This is the only initiative with any hope of moving us forward.
In July 1990, another friend, Ian Gow, was killed by the IRA. 4 months after his murder, Mrs. Thatcher resigned as Prime Minister. With her time in power bookended by the murder of two close friends, it was little wonder that Margaret Thatcher viewed Northern Ireland mainly through a security prism. Once the peace process got underway, she was reported to have expressed misgivings about the early release of paramilitary prisoners.